Nate Boyer joins us on Sports Byline USA. He is a University of Texas defensive back, but the real interest about him is the fact that he's 30 years old. He's not your typical young football player. He was a true freshman walk-on, and in 9/11, he was inspired to join the Special Forces. He earned a Bronze Star in Iraq. He never played football before. His high school in Southern California did not have a football team. And he joins us on Sports Byline. You know, I think a lot of people probably, Nate, find this as an unusual, inspirational story. But how does Nate Boyer look at the experience?
Well, it's definitely something new and different that I've never tried. I don't see it as really that strange to me, though, because I don't know. I've kind of always done these kind of things where. I'm interested in doing something, and I want to see if I can make it happen, no matter how difficult it may be. And I'll put my mind to it, and I won't stop until someone, you know, basically tells me I can't, or it doesn't work out, or I change my mind and do something else. So I don't see it as that weird. I mean, I don't feel 30, and I don't feel, you know, like I'm older than everybody on the team, and I don't feel like I'm kind of like different in any way. So it feels pretty natural to me, to be honest.
How has your experience having been over in Iraq and being a little bit older? I mean, you're not 18 or 19 or 20 years old looking at the world, looking at playing football. You certainly have had more worldly experiences, and you've also lived in Okinawa, North Carolina, Colorado, Southern California, and everything. That gives you more of a worldly approach of things. How do you look at your life and also the experience that you're having in life that might be different from an 18 or a 19-year-old?
I don't think I let little things get to me as much. I was 18 or 19 once too, and then just looking back, I remember being affected by details and not looking at the big picture sometimes, you know. I mean, the fact of the matter is that no matter how serious and important college football is to a lot of people, it still is just a game, and it's supposed to be fun. You know, and a lot of guys, I mean, these guys do have fun, but sometimes I think guys take things too personal when they don't need to be. And I don't know, I'm able to get over that kind of stuff, you know, and realize that, you know, we're out there, you know, in a battle, but there's no live bullets. And it's definitely not the same in that regard. So I'm able to just, you know, compartmentalize things like that, and
I know that Ronnie Lott, who's a good friend of mine, and he came from a military family, and he moved all over the country, and I did as well. And he and I were talking one night, Nate, and we talked about growing up in a military family and moving and everything else, and what the things that we saw along the way really affected us. It made us different. Is that a fair statement to say? And as you look at things and think about what you've gone through and what you've seen, especially in Iraq and elsewhere, does it change one's perspective?
Oh, definitely. Just going to those places, whether you, get into a big firefight or whatever or not, just being in those parts of the world where the culture is so different and, you know, where people spent their whole lives at war and never had any of the, you know, joys that we get to experience and, you know, never seeing green grass or anything like that. I mean, it's just so different, and you really respect where you come from and what you really appreciate what you have. Definitely, and it just—I don't know—I think it makes things a lot easier to do coming back here to the States, because you know you realize that the obstacles you have are so nothing compared to what everybody else has to deal with in the world, and it just it is a different experience. So I mean, especially for a lot of the soldiers that had that were married with children and stuff like that, being away from their immediate families. I mean, you know, I'm a single guy, so it's a little bit different. But, you know, just seeing that, what they have to go through, it's that's inspirational to me, that those guys and those families, you know, are there for each other and, you know, the support that they need and get.
I think I'm probably going to make you laugh with this next question. But, you know, training camp at the University of Texas, and I know what it's like down there in August, but nothing nothing compared to Iraq in the summer at 135 degrees with your Kevlar on, right?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's definitely warm, but it's a little bit different than shoulder pads, and especially when you have a 60-pound pack strap on your back.
Yeah. Let me ask you a little bit about football with the University of Texas. As I said, defensive back. Tell me a little bit about the team this year, and also we'll talk a little bit about Mack Brown in a second, but tell me about the Longhorns this year.
Well, what do you want to know?
Well, they had a tough game against Oklahoma, of course, but where is this team after last year not making a bowl game? Where are they as far as turning it around and heading in the right direction?
Well, we're definitely a lot more confident in ourselves, I think. I think there was kind of an eerie feeling last year going to some of these games where, you know, we just almost, it's not that we didn't think we could win, but we almost, there was just this feeling like, you know, what are we going to do to lose the game this week? You know, and I don't feel that this year. Even this, you know, we had a rough game last weekend, but it's gone, it's behind us, and, you know, we're looking at this next game like it's one we can definitely win, and it's going to be a good team, it's going to be a challenge, but, I mean, it really doesn't reflect how this team works and, you know, how they view themselves. You know, we're confident and, you know, we're trying a lot of different things. There's so many young guys that are playing and doing really well, and that's good to see. So, I mean, it's a really young team, but, I mean, I'm confident we're going to go to a really good bowl game. We could still win this conference. I mean, there's nothing but good things in front of us.
I know last season when you were playing in the Oklahoma State game, you received a standing ovation salute. Tell me about that moment.
I mean, I honestly don't think I'd really deserve that, standing next to the guy that I was standing next to. I mean, there was Vietnam vets and, you know, a World War II veteran that Frank Dennis, he comes to our practices all the time, or actually our practice fields are named after him, who, you know, at 19 was storming the beaches on D-Day, and I can't even imagine. So standing next to those guys, it was really special, and I'm really grateful for that. But you know, those guys definitely deserved it more than I do, and have earned it more than me for sure. But it was a great feeling, you know, and I love to see America get behind its troops no matter what, and you know, it's just something that they do really well down here in Texas.
How much joshing and kidding do you get from your fellow players? I understand they call you old man and grandpa.
Yeah, they call me all kinds of things. It's all in good fun, but I am the old fart on the team. So,
do you have a particular memory about Iraq? I certainly do, and I don't think you can go to Iraq and Afghanistan as you have been there and I have been there, but you were there under a combat situation. Do you have a particular memory about it, Nate?
I mean, I definitely have a lot of memories of, you know, certain things that went on during missions that, you know, I'm not going to get into. But one thing that I brought from it and didn't really expect to see it when going into it was just how grateful a lot of the Iraqi people, especially the soldiers, were that we were there and that we were trying to do whatever we could to help them out. You know, one thing about Special Forces is you're working with the host national people wherever you go, and you know, so we're there training their special forces and their police SWAT and all that, and you know, yes, they don't have the same resources and you know, maybe you know, training capabilities that we have, but they're there, you know, they came every day on time when we asked them to, and they're trying their best and they're working hard, and they just so thankful that we were there. You know, I mean, I was, we had a couple like graduation ceremonies for some of the guys that went through certain training, and, you know, a lot of them, you know, were misty eyed and all that. And I don't know, it was real neat, especially considering that, you know, for the most part, everybody's a, you know, different religion and obviously completely different cultures and just almost seems like a different species just of how different we are from them. But the fact that they still appreciate what you're doing, you know, no matter what a lot of the press says out there.
We got about 30 seconds left. I'm sure you'd like to send a shout out to the troops that do listen to us each night in Germany, South Korea, Japan, also in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yes, sir. I appreciate what you guys are doing. I'm still doing it, too. I went over last summer, and I'll be back this summer. So I look forward to seeing you guys down the road. And keep your head down, your spirits up, and I just appreciate each and every one of you.
Nate, thank you for your time, and thank you for sharing your life and your stories about Iraq, but also talking a little football with us as well. Take care, Nate, and I'll talk to you down the road on Sports Byline.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Nate Boyer with us. He's a defensive back of safety for the University of Texas Longhorns, but he's 30 years old, and he was a true freshman when he walked on during the 2010-2011 football season, and it inspired him after 9/11 to join the Special Forces, and he earned a Bronze Star in Iraq. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.